This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, June 27, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, smokers visiting Beverly City parks may soon have to leave if they need a cigarette, and people under age 21 may no longer be able to buy tobacco products. The Board of Health in Beverly will consider banning smoking in city parks and raising the legal age to buy tobacco during a public hearing Wednesday night. Many local communities, including Salem, Peabody, and Danvers, have already raised the legal age to buy tobacco to 21. Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill is quoted as saying the tobacco industry has been preying on kids for decades. The window of opportunity, as Cahill described it, is before a young person turns 18. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Services, the department has also found that nicotine is as addictive as cocaine or heroin. If someone is not addicted to tobacco by the age of 18, he or she is unlikely to become addicted, according to Cahill. Much more in the story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. A Beverly retail construction project has hit some delays. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, the new Whole Foods Plaza may open later than expected. Ariana McNeil writes on today's front page of the Salem News. The project on Brimble Avenue was originally slated for an opening in the spring of 2018. But Tom Alexander, a local attorney who represents project developer CEA Group, said construction delays have lengthened the timeline. The plaza could open in the fall of 2018, but it's possible that it could be pushed out to the following year, he said. Those wishing the plaza will not be built shouldn't get their hopes high, though, however. Whole Foods Market has signed a 10-year lease to open on the property, Alexander said. Along with a Whole Foods, the plaza will bring multiple retail spaces, a bank with a drive-up window, and restaurant. Quote, they've done a bunch of site work, Alexander said. They're doing foundation and piling work to get ready for buildings. Delays had to do with going back to the drawing board once or twice for things like replacing a drainage pipe beneath the property, said Mike Collins, City Public Service and Engineering Commissioner. Quote, they're digging deep and digging into difficult soil, he said, noting that the site used to be a landfill decades ago. The phase they just finished up, I can guarantee that took longer than they thought. Workers originally planned to reuse existing drainage pipe, though it would have run beneath the new buildings. This ran against city wishes. We were never in love with that solution, Collins said. Working on the project, the contractor decided replacing and relocating the pipe, it would be a better idea in the end. And the city supports that move. There is more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, the loss of ferry service to Boston's Long Wharf last summer didn't deter State Senator Thomas McGee from lobbying the Baker administration to bring the alternative commute back. The Lynn Democrat said 2 weeks before Governor Charlie Baker did an about-face on ferry funding, he called Massachusetts Department of Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack and suggested the ferry be restored this summer in light of several North Shore construction projects. A 28-day shutdown of train service along the Newburyport-Rockport commuter rail line has been scheduled for July 16 through August 13 to repair the Beverly Drawbridge. Road reconstruction is also slated for Route 1A and the Sumner Tunnel. McGee is quoted as saying, given all the projects going on, I explained how important it was to mitigate the impacts and restore the ferry, and she agreed. But McGee said the administration's decision was not the result of a single conversation. In May, he made a presentation to the Boston Region Metropolitan Planning Organization, the agency responsible for conducting the region's transportation planning process. More on the story written by Thomas Grillo in today's itemlive.com. Gloucester Times is reporting that Rockport High School student musicians played jazz and a Rockport police officer had a cameo as a crew filmed a movie in Rockport Monday for a German television network. The crew from production company Van Wormer International was filming scenes for the 33rd of its series of films based on the work of British romance novelist Katie Fjordy for the network ZDF. The movie, called Home Alone Mom, stars Jusine Kerkrowski as a mother whose headstrong daughter, played by Emilia Bernstoff, has recently graduated from high school and is asserting her independence. Much more on this story written by the Gloucester Times staff in today's paper, the Gloucester Daily Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. The Aganis All-Star Week is underway with their athletic events. Monday night, it was basketball. In the girls' game, the South dominated the North 48-24. In the boys' basketball game, it was the North edging the South 87-83. Beverly's Pat Gavin and Hugh Calise came up with some big plays down the stretch. The rest of the Aganis athletic schedule this week looks this way. Tonight, it's girls soccer at 5:30 at Manning Field, followed by the boys' game at 7. Wednesday night, it's lacrosse, the girls' game at 5:30, the boys' game at 7 p.m., both those games at Manning Field. Then on Thursday night, it's the 56th annual Harry Aganis All-Star football game, a 7 o'clock kickoff again Thursday from Manning Field in Lynn. That game will be broadcast here on MSO News Sports with Rick Moore, Tim Kearns, and Paul Ingram. The North Shore Navigators have back-to-back home games this week. Tonight, they'll play host to Seacoast at 7 o'clock at Fraser Field. Wednesday night, Brockton will be in town. The practice rounds have started at the U.S. Senior Open at the Salem Country Club in Peabody. We'll have coverage all this week and weekend here on MSONewsSports.com.